Hi, my name is Dean Smith, and this is podcast number 3, How Much Authority Do You Have? During the 1500s, Martin Luther was a Roman Catholic priest who started the Protestant Church. In this broadcast, I want to discuss Martin Luther's very strange prayer that led to the miraculous healing of fellow Protestant co-worker Friedrich Myconius in 1540. So what was so strange about Martin Luther's prayer, and what can we learn from it?
Welcome to a podcast by OpenTheWord.org, where we discuss a bit of Bible, a bit of life, and a bit of politics.
It was 501 years ago this year, October 31st, 1517, that Martin Luther pounded his 95 theses on the door of the All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany, calling for reform in the corrupt Roman Catholic Church. Luther was protesting the sale of indulgences by a fellow monk, Johann Tetzel, who was in town raising money for renovations of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Indulgences allowed you to buy your way into heaven no matter what kind of lifestyle you lived. You could even purchase an indulgence for somebody who had already died. People were wasting a lot of money on something that, according to the Bible, did not work. Luther believed that the Bible was a Christian's final authority, not the Pope or church tradition. He believed a person was saved by faith, not by indulgences, and certainly not by good works. Initially, Luther was only interested in reforming the Roman Catholic Church, but when it called him a heretic and demanded he recant, Luther refused, and the monks started the Protest or Protestant Church. But what many people don't know is that Martin Luther also believed the same faith that saved a person could also produce divine healing. It would take another 3 centuries before a Christian by the name of John Darby came up with a theological theory that divine healing and spiritual gifts were not for today. But Luther's faith hadn't yet been contaminated by this belief. And in 1540, when Martin Luther's co-worker Friedrich Myconius lay in bed dying from tuberculosis, he sent a farewell letter to Luther. When Luther read the letter, he immediately responded with his own letter that it included a prayer for healing. When Myconius, who could no longer speak, read the letter, he was instantly healed and would go on to outlive Luther by 2 months. But Martin Luther's prayer was very unusual, and we need to take a closer look at it. Here's what Martin Luther wrote.
I command thee in the name of God to live, because I still have need of thee in the work of reforming the church. The Lord will never let me hear that thou art dead, but will permit thee to survive me. For this I am praying. This is my will. May my will be done, because I seek only to glorify the name of God.
What a strange prayer. Let's read that last line again. For this I am praying. This is my will. May my will be done, because I seek only to glorify the name of God. Luther prayed that his will, Martin Luther's will, would be done. And when Myconius read this, he was instantly healed. Why did Martin Luther pray that his will be done? But maybe the bigger question is, why did God answer such a strange prayer? Why? Because Martin Luther understood his authority and power as a believer. In the Gospels, we read when Jesus sent his disciples out to heal the sick and cast out demons and preach the kingdom of God, he told them this.
And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to heal diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to perform healing. Luke 9, verses 1 to 2.
Jesus gave his disciples authority and power to heal the sick and cast out demons. The 2 key words here are authority and power. Authority means a person has the right to do something. Power means they have the ability to exercise this authority. When Jesus gave his disciples authority and power, that meant it was their authority. The best example of how this works is seen in the role of police in our society. A policeman has the authority to make an arrest when someone breaks the law. Police officers do not have to call the city mayor to get the permission to make an arrest. They already have the authority to do it. In the same way, the disciples did not need to text Jesus to get permission to cast out demons or heal the sick. They understood that they already had Christ's authority to do it. It was their authority. They just needed to enforce it and make it happen. Police also have the power to enforce their authority. Though they may be out on the beat on their own, they have the full power of the police department, the justice system, and the government backing them up. It is there if they need it. Many Christians haven't fully grasped their identity in Christ. We have authority in Christ, but we don't know it. We have power, but we don't believe it. And because of this, Satan defies us. Martin Luther knew as a Christian he had authority, and that is why he prayed the way he did. He prayed that his will would be done. He understood that it was his authority given to him by Christ. He also knew his authority was backed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, who functioned on earth as fully man, understood this as well. When the Pharisees accused Christ of casting out demons by the power of Beelzebul, Jesus countered them by saying, "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Jesus understood that the Holy Spirit was the source of his power, and we have the same power as well backing us up. But there is a mistake that many Christians often make. When it comes to these type of situations, we are looking to heaven for the power to somehow drop down out of the sky. But if you have been filled with the Holy Spirit, that power is inside you. You are the temple of God. You are the powerhouse of God walking on earth. So going back to the question I asked at the start of this podcast, how much authority do you have? The answer is simple. How much authority and power do you believe you have?
Thanks again for joining us on our podcast. Please check out our website at opentheword.org. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to receive notifications about our latest production. As well, please take a moment to provide a rating or even a review. Thanks again for listening.